In Los Angeles, I'm Kyle Risdahl. It is Monday, the 4th of February. Good as always to have you along, everybody. The State of the Union is tomorrow night. There may or may not be another government shutdown in 11 days, but for at least one member of Congress, the trade war is still front and center. Republican Congresswoman Jackie Walorski represents Indiana's 2nd Congressional District, a big center for manufacturing in this country and this economy, and so hit hard by the president's steel and aluminum tariffs. So she's been keeping a key eye on the tariff exemption process the Department of Commerce set up, lo these many months ago. That's why we talked to her back in August, and it's why we got her back on the phone today. Congresswoman, welcome to the program, ma'am.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the call.
Let me first of all get the trade vibe from the Indiana 2nd. What's the word from back home?
Well, you know, I think we've made some progress, and I think we have a long way to go. I'm going to stay very, paying attention to every detail here and continuing to fight for fairness when it comes to trade, where we're going, where we've come from, and kind of like what's ahead. You know, I support the president, and I think what he's doing is valid.
Right.
I just think there's times when, you know, we've got to really make sure that we're providing the oversight that's needed in things like holding the Commerce Department's feet to the fire with exclusion processes and rebuttals and those kinds of things that we've been able to accomplish. I do think there have been some, you know, bumps along the way, and that's what we're paying attention to, is if somebody gets in trouble because there's no supply, they shouldn't be penalized. We should fix it and move on.
Let me ask you about the Commerce Department first of all. There's a bunch of things I want to talk about, but let's talk about commerce and the exclusions. That is, you know, the way American companies can get some of the stuff they need if their incoming products are tariffed. You've been doing a lot of work on this. Your office has, your chief of staff has. Are you satisfied that, first of all, the exclusion or the exemption process for these tariffs is robust enough for what's going on? And how worried are you about these new tariffs conceivably coming on the 2nd of March if the president and President Xi of China don't come to some kind of deal?
Yeah, you know, that's continued to be an issue. And from the beginning of this, there's been companies waiting almost 300 days for an answer when they've gone through the current process that Commerce uses. We've been involved, my office and myself, in straightening that out and, you know, finding a much fairer, clearer, less burdensome way to do this. But, you know, the frustration tends to be growing. And, you know, we're doing our job and we're taking information from around the country and really being a mouthpiece for the nation right now, sending out a newsletter for people that really want to dig in the weeds here. And it's really been an educational piece to help people be able to survive this.
So I'll tell you, we were talking to a guy, and I can't remember where he was, but he was definitely not in the Indiana 2nd Congressional District. He was quite a ways away. And he said, yeah, I get this email from Congresswoman Walorski's chief of staff. And we were like, oh, we ought to call. But look, so here's the deal, ma'am. Even though you are a Republican, you say you support the president, your district favors the president, when you go home, are people grabbing you on the street corners and say, Jackie, what are you doing to us? You're killing us.
No, you know what?
Really?
We have a very open policy when it comes to communication. I have not been bashful. I'm very vocal and very visible about what I believe in working on behalf of the folks that are job creators in my district and really around the country, to say, you may not have an advocate here, but here's exactly what's happening and why it's important for you. And here's what we're going to be doing next, because we're trying to bring the mountains down in front of you. And we're trying to make sure that we don't lose jobs and that we, you know, treat our American companies fairly.
So where's the line, ma'am? If tariffs go up to 25% on a whole nother couple of $100 billion worth of stuff from the Chinese economy, what are you going to do? Where's your line?
Well, I'm going to remain positive right now. The ongoing talks between U.S. and China, I'll do my part to make sure that we have a long-term resolution. And I do believe at the end we will work this out, but we're going to maintain our vigilance.
Congresswoman Jackie Walorski from the Indiana 2nd. Ma'am, thanks very much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much.